It is a Flush the Format Friday. 194 Playhouse in the Morning. Mailbag situation from Playhouse family member Barbara. She says, Playhouse, I'm in the middle of potty training and it's been a miserable experience. I know lots of mamas and daddies are listening to you and could really use some potty training tips if anybody has them. It's for a boy, if that matters to people, which for you it definitely did. What was your advice for her?
Yeah, I think boys are actually easier than girls because you can do the Cheerio trick where you toss in the Cheerios for them to aim at like it's a game.
That does sound kind of fun. I suppose you can't eat the Cheerios after.
No, Cheerios aren't even good anyways.
Yeah, make sure you get the real bad, the flavorless Cheerios. Yes. You don't want to waste Honey Nut on that because that's the good ones. You know what? I'm a grown man, and I would enjoy doing that game. I should start keeping some Cheerios in the bathroom.
There are some grown men that still need those.
They need that. They need the aim practice.
A lot of fun. I think I'd really enjoy that. Just something to fire at while I'm in there. Potty training tips. I'll throw one at you. Just stick with it. It's you have some ups and downs, and you feel like you went a little backwards, and then you feel like you went forward. Just go backwards again. Just hang in there. You get through it. That'd be my advice, I think.
Well, and you had to do two at the same time. Did they learn about the same time, or was one more?
You know what? It depends on what period of time you ask. It's the same thing. You're like, oh, I got you a little farther. Now you went backwards, and we got you a little farther. Now we're, you know, golden as the sun now.
At what age do you start potty training? When are they out of diapers, pull-ups, that kind of thing?
I think when they're ready.
Yeah, that's the most honest answer.
Oh, there's not like about this time.
Hey, a couple years. You can get a couple years old. For men, though, it's about 25.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think some might still be struggling.
I think they're supposed to show like signs, you know, like that they're ready. Like my nephew will go up to my sister and be like, I pooped. You got to change me now. Like, if they're really telling you and coming up and be like, it's not a pretty sight, I think that means you're ready to go.
Okay.
Well, there's just a point where you recognize, like, I just soiled something I'm wearing and I find it unpleasant.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, it starts kind of going from there. We already seen some potty training tips for her.
Yeah, somebody said my son was almost 5 by the time he got potty trained. He did it on his own terms and finally was fully potty trained when he started. Head start, don't get frustrated, and let them go on their own. Someone said what worked for both our girls was sticker charts with rewards. Somebody else said we did the naked thing. It didn't work, so stay away from that.
What do you do? Just let them roam naked?
Yeah, like so that's kind of like where you just, they don't wear clothes. And no diaper or anything. They just roam around naked. And then
they can pee anywhere?
My cousin did that with her little guy. Yeah, there was a lot of accidents. I think they just go wherever. But the idea is that if they're naked, they'll go to the bathroom. But it didn't work out that way for her. I don't know if I would try that way, but I have heard it's worked for some.
You know, the idea of free-range children, it does sound kind of interesting. Well, kind of like a free-range chicken.
I mean, and you know, if you're somebody who has pets, you know, you don't want to clean up after a puppy, let alone your toddler running around.
I'm just thinking they're doing number one all over the place. Yeah. I haven't even thought of number two.
Yeah. She said she walked into her kitchen and there's just, you know, a number two little dudes on the floor in her kitchen. Yeah.
Yummy. Well, any potty training tips for Barbara there? It's something maybe you work for you that you think she can adapt in her household? 237. It's text 35279.
It's the Morning Playhouse. Flush the Format Friday.
The good old days.
Y94.
Good morning, Playhouse in the Morning. Y94, 820 in the morning. Zero, Jamie, Amy K. And potty training tips for Playhouse family member Barbara. You got one for? Hello.
To be honest with you, it's just one of those things that they figure out on their own. They're ready when they're ready. Even a pediatrician will tell you that the more you force them, the harder it's going to be.
There you go. Thank you so much. Appreciate you calling today. Potty training tip. Hello.
Yeah. My husband and I were entirely reward-based potty trainers. I bought some stickers and little toys, and every time the kids used the potty and didn't flush, so I could make sure they weren't lying to me. You know, because sometimes they would say, oh, I went potty, and they didn't actually go just to get the treat. So we told them not to flush. They would get a prize, and it got to the point where I felt like they were drinking more just to get more prizes. It was kind of weird, you know, to give someone a little army man for going poop, but hey, it worked.
Yeah, I suppose that is a little bit weird. Like, here's a toy, thanks for pooing, but it got the job done for you.
I also like the kids for being smart enough to play the system to be like, yeah, I went to the bathroom, but I flushed it. Sorry.
Yeah, you're raising good ones. You definitely really are smart ones. Very, very smart. Are you seeing some potty training tips?
Yeah. Somebody said, down to the naked thing, I watched my daughter shoot explosive dew across the room. That's what I heard too. I've heard it worked for some, but that's the one I think I'd probably stay away from as well. Someone said you can make it a competition, race to the bathroom. I bet you I can get there first. I'm going to the potty first. Somebody else said, don't force them into it. Make sure you take your time because that can actually backfire on you. Also, when rewarding kids, don't do it too often because then they're not actually going to want to do it and it'll become a fight if you don't give them the right reward. Somebody else said, make sure that you get a potty that they like. I got a Paw Patrol one and our son loves it.
Yeah, you know, there's something to be said for a fun potty. We not too long ago actually moved off from the Minnie Mouse potty topper, but it was a proud member of our family for the longest time. It makes going to the bathroom cool.
Well, okay, so I don't know like what before I became a parent that I thought kids did to transition from diapers to not wearing diapers anymore.
Weren't you gonna buy your child a urinal?
Yeah, so I had actually thought, I'm like, well, maybe I'll get him, you know, the little toilet to go number two in, but I'm going to get him a urinal. I didn't realize that that's not really a practical thing to teach your child to body train on a plastic urinal that I got off of Wish.com, which, by the way, is super cute and it glows.
Oh, so, I mean, you are glad you bought it, it would seem.
Yeah, my husband can just use it.
Do you know what I wish existed? Wait, your husband uses the glowing children's urinal?
I don't think he does, but she's going to try to make him.
Maybe I'll potty train him to start using that.
That'd be nice. They should make potty toppers for adults, but they could be like custom. Wouldn't it be fun to get like a potty topper of your boss's face? Just like around your toilet?
You guys, I just thought of the best Shark Tank idea. Well, you thought of it, but I want to brand it.
Is it going to be what you just said? What I just said?
It's
that
exactly
you say it back to me?
Yeah, so let's do that.
So your Shark Tank idea is what just came out of my mouth?
Yes, but we're going to do it as a whole so we can all split the profits.
Really interesting how that worked.
It was your idea, but it was my idea to go to Shark Tank.
Listen, if you want to make the product or whatever.
The prototype.
The prototype. You're going to have to get it, first of all, a high quality picture of the boss, Dan. And then you're going to have to print it onto one. And then I will happily go with you and share profits if you want to do all the legwork.
And it could be like a customized thing. Like you email us your photo and we put it on a toilet seat for you.
Yeah, that's. I think that is exactly what came out of my mouth, isn't it?
I don't think everyone is going to be getting our boss's face.
He's just out of the box, though. Poor guy. We're going to have to give him. We're going to have to cut him in now, too. This became a four-way deal all of a sudden. Your potty training tip, hi.
Potty parties.
What is a potty party?
A potty party is you bring a bunch of salty snacks in the bathroom and a bunch of water. And you have a party in the bathroom until they got to go potty.
Yeah, I suppose. I mean, you're in the right place then for when the moment comes around.
I guess that is true.
Yeah.
I feel like I have potty parties. Not like that.
The adult potty party is sitting there on your smartphone and realizing you've been sitting there for an hour and a half.
Your leg falls asleep.
Yeah, I guess I should probably go back to work now. What I don't like is our bathroom's directly across from the front desk, so I never spend more time in there than I need to.
I know, I'm afraid people judge you. How long have they been in there?
They totally do.
You guys, somebody did text in that they bought the urinal for their son to transition, and it worked great. No more pee all over the bathroom.
Once he was already potty trained.
Yeah.
So you need to potty train him, and then you could use the urinal.
It was awesome.
Seems like you could just put a potted plant in your bathroom, but that's just me.
No, you guys, these are the cutest little urinals you'd ever seen.
I mean, you kill all plants anyway. Wouldn't really been any different. Celebrity Sizzler yet this hour does a Flush the Format Friday. And usually when you think of pairing wine, you imagine it pairing it with, like, food. That's not what Americans are pairing their wine with. What they actually are pairing it with after OneRepublic.